Arrow TV? What is it? When will it be here? How do I get it? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome into this Arrow News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Jim Campbell, who is editor-in-chief of Arrow News Network. And Jim, we've had some comments based on some things that came out in the PropWash Daily email. And I've had a couple people ask me, Arrow... TV? Question mark. Tell us what's in the works here.
Well, we've decided that over the last 10 years, we really haven't shaken up aviation news enough. And it was time to really go for it. There is this extraordinary revolution taking place in media right now. We spent the entire week at the National Association of Broadcasters convention a few months ago. This is it. I mean, this is the big journalistic, entertainment, broadcasting, you name it. Everybody who's anybody is there. It takes up the entire Las Vegas Convention Center. And some of the more morbid humor out there was that they needed mops to wipe the blood off the floors because people who were making a living off of the old conventional media models of television and even cable television were scared to death because online had made such inroads and online was now doing video and video is being transmitted to PDAs and phones and Lord knows what else. It's obvious that we are in an extraordinary age of information, of media, of instant gratification, of a need to know, and not a need to know later, but a need to know now. And Arrow News, of course, is the first and only real-time daily aviation news service covering the entire world of aviation and aerospace for the last 10 years. Really thought that it was time to raise the bar even further. We looked at the technologies. We had the chance to consult and spend a couple of weeks with some of the finest journalists in the country. We went to a specialized workshop taught by, I mean, one of the guys teaching this was a fellow who went with Nixon to China and was one of the first to carry a digital camera on the White House beat. Mm-hmm. Another did all the Friday night specials on Nightline. There were Pulitzer Prize winners in the room. We discussed, we educated, we tutored each other, we experimented. We talked about the new age of online video, online media, real-time delivery systems, compression, how to deliver what you can as efficiently and as swiftly and as accurately as possible. And what it turned out to be was this. The advances that we thought were a couple of years hence are here now. And Arrow News and a staff of really amazing people, including a bunch of new folks, we've been hiring right and left the last couple of weeks, are about to introduce aviation news junkies around the world to not only aviation online news on the screen and aviation online news in audio, but aviation online news in video.
Well, you know, this is an amazing thing for me to see. Normally, I am too close to things, to trends in my own industry, to sometimes be aware of them unfolding. This is one of those things where it seems as though even 18 months ago, the traditional, you know, especially TV media, seemed to have the attitude that, well, you know, they've got streaming audio now and, you know, you can get text and they have blogs, but we still have, you know, TV. We still have video broadcasting. And then almost overnight, YouTube became a billion-dollar proposition.
A multi-billion-dollar proposition. And YouTube is but the tip of the iceberg. Arrow News is committed to, as it had done with online stories and online audio and so forth, to produce daily online news and feature reports starting in September. You'll see us at Oshkosh with daily reports from their demoing capabilities. We have an aggressive plan. We've got four video teams already selected. These are people that are going to be across the country all the time. The basis of everything right now is to make the aviation experience more immediate, more comprehensive, and ultimately more valuable and hopefully safer to everybody involved. Because one of the things that we're very excited about on this is that it's one thing to read about it. It's another thing to hear it. It's another to have every sense fed with as much information as possible. We were talking to some fascinating folks the other day about the new generation of WAS approaches. It's one thing to read about it. It's another thing to hear about it. It's another to watch it happen. It's another to take a look at seeing what's happening with the screens and the approaches and what's outside and how does an LPV approach compare to a certain runway with the equivalent ILS. These are the things that we can do now. We have teams shooting now. We've been shooting all week. We're going to be shooting for the next several months, building up B-roll and stock, building up features, working on procedures, working on protocols. We've made a phenomenal investment in equipment and computers and cameras and audio gear and everything else necessary to not only make sure that we're able to produce a lot of good video and good audio to go with it, but to make sure that no matter what, the quality level is of the caliber that people have come to expect from us and, frankly, is going to be equivalent to what they've seen in the best of the online video world.
You know, one of the things I remember about the early days of motion pictures, when we look at them now, and even the into the 1930s and 1940s newsreels, is that a lot of these things are striking in a novelty sense because of the way they flicker and flutter. It seems to me now that a lot of video is going to have to be prepared not only for the way it's being transmitted today, but for the high-definition channels that will be available in the future. What's Aero News planning along that line?
Actually, Aero News is planning quite a bit. First of all, we've got some very, very solid technical background of the people coming in here. We've hired some of the best students who have just completed graduate-level work and video production and video editing. We're going to be able to handle everything from the folks with a little iPod who want to download the latest video programming from iTunes or from Microsoft with Zune or from various services that will also be offering it in Flash, as well as eventually being able to output it to somebody who can who has high-speed download access for their HDTV. Got a 60-inch plasma at home? Boy, do we have a surprise coming for you.
We're talking with Jim Campbell, who is the editor-in-chief of Aero News Network, about Aero TV, which is coming soon to a computer/PDA/TV near you. We'll talk more about it in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Jim Campbell, who is editor-in-chief of Aero News Network. We're talking about Aero TV. You've seen it hinted, in fact, maybe even a little more fleshed out than a hint in the PropWash Daily email, if you're getting that. We've talked about it on our website, and now we're talking in a little more detail with Jim about what it's going to involve. Jim, we've talked about delivery methods and resolution and trends within the industry. Let's talk specifically about content. Two things come to mind for me when I think of video in the Aero News context. One of them is product information, which is a big part of what we do in print and audio right now, and the other is training. Where are we going in those regards?
As far as we possibly can. You're right on target. You know, the interesting thing here is there's so many things that it's now possible to communicate. We were speaking to a friend of ours at Eclipse the other day, and he was remarking on the fact that he was having a hard time explaining what the cabin environment was in the airplane, that it was one thing to say it was quiet or it was comfy or it was roomy or it was all these things. And the interesting thing is we did a video exercise with the DayJet folks just 3 days ago, in which we not only flew with the crews on board, but stretched out in the back. It's the first time, by the way, I've actually flown in the back of the airplane. I've always been up front, and I kind of thought it was kind of cool back there in the expensive seats. But it was interesting. I did a couple of segments inside the aircraft, no audio augmentation, just picked up a mic and talked in a conversational tone. And I think people are going to get a big impression from just what the noise level really is inside that aircraft. And by the way, it sure is quiet. So these are the things that we can communicate. Additionally, we're talking about procedures. We're talking about, you know, what does what, who does what, all these things. We now can get cameras in those areas. I mean, we're dealing with the best gear we possibly can. We've got, we're shooting all in HD level, HDV level equipment or better. We're bringing mini cams along. When we need a tight panel shot off to one side, even just on one PFD or one MFD, we can do it. We've got it. We're all set to do it right now. We've got solid folks doing very good technical camera work, as well as the fact that the, no matter what, a videographer will be teamed with an aerospace journalist who will be directing and making sure that everything is aeronautically accurate and, more important, aeronautically on point.
What do you envision being some of the early things that we really get to have some fun with this? I know that Oshkosh is probably going to be a big part of that answer.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I'm so excited about Oshkosh. I mean, we've got more work ahead of us than we've ever contemplated in our lives. We've got twice the crew we've ever had. We're pushing 40 people at this point. Well, not quite twice, but pretty close to twice the crews. We've actually had to rent an extra house. We've got so many people. We've got a bigger mobile office on the field. We've got extra golf carts on the field. You name it, we're loaded for bear. But the key here is that we're going to be able to see the planes. We're going to hear the planes. We're going to write about the planes. We're going to be in the planes. We're going to be in front of the planes. We're going to give everybody the full sights, sounds, and sensations that go into one of the most amazing events in the entire world, Oshkosh. We'll be out at the end of the runway for the arrivals. We'll be following them through departures. We'll be talking to the pilots. We'll be talking to people about what they bring to Oshkosh. When news is made at press conferences, our cameras will be there. When big announcements and big conversations are made, AeroNews will be there. When the administrator is trying to shove more user fees down our throats, AeroNews will be there. And by the way, I intend to have a few things to say about that. So if you want to see me get swatted down by the administrator, well, news at 11.
Well, I think that there's just a special kind of appeal, frankly, for me anyway, in watching her facial expressions as she tells us these things, because sometimes I think Ms. Blakey is great, if is better at keeping a straight face than maybe anything else she does.
Well, in light of what she's had to try to sell the aviation public for the last year, I can't disagree with you. I mean, she's a lovely lady, and we do like her personally, but we do believe at this point that she's trying to sell a sinking ship, and we sure wish she'd try another tactic at this stage of the game.
Well, beyond Oshkosh, some of the things I think about when I think of what AeroNews has done in the past, especially special event coverage, involves some chances to take our readers/listeners/now viewers places they've never been able to go before. Like, a lot of people would love to go to NBAA, but just can't justify it. And there's a lot to see there.
And more important, we can go places they can't.
Right.
I can tell you, for instance, there are some, I can't say what it is because we are sworn to secrecy, but there are a number of events coming up for Oshkosh and NBAA. For which we've either promised or even signed legal documents called non-disclosure agreements saying we're going to shut up so we can get briefed and be as knowledgeable and as accurate as possible for when these stories break. But we are on the leading, bleeding edge of a number of stories that are going to make Oshkosh and NBAA real earth-shattering events to cover from an aviation perspective this year. We will be on top of it, and if we're not on top of it, we're going to be ahead of it.
Well, and then come October, we'll be in New Mexico, and we'll get the chance to see, maybe we'll get Armadillo Aerospace take another shot at the Lunar Lander competition, and instead of seeing a slideshow or still shots, we might actually be able to watch it happen.
You can actually see me run for my life. Sorry, John Carmack, wherever you are. I was just kidding. No, seriously, we're going to be doing XPRIZE Cup. Keep in mind that October is also the AOPA Expo up in Connecticut this year.
Right.
And we're looking forward to it because we're going to put our people on the floor. They'll be talking not only to the vendors and the press people and the folks with announcements, but let's talk to John and Jane Q Aviator and see what they think about what's happening to aviation right now and what their concerns are, what their fears are, what they think the solutions may be, and what they want the leadership in aviation and the leadership in Washington to come up with to guarantee everybody the safe and undeniable right to fly.
If someone wants to get set up to make the most of the early days of Aero TV, and in the beginning it is going to be driven primarily, I think, by desktop computers, what's the minimum setup someone will need to take part in this?
Actually, it's going to be pretty easy. Our primary distribution method will be Flash, the Adobe software program, which is now pretty much ubiquitous. Last time I heard, it was pushing 99% of all installed browsers were conversant with Flash. If you're either not with Flash or want to stick with the QuickTime format, we'll have that as well. And we're also committed to working with Microsoft and the upcoming Silverlight format, which will be taking place of the current Microsoft distribution methods. So Flash is going to be pretty simple. You'll see a little icon that says Aero TV. You click on it. You're going to have a little video portal open. It'll give you a number of little thumbnails with programming synopses next to it. You click on one of them. It'll start loading. These are what's called preloaded programs. So the minute a few seconds of it get loaded, it'll start running.
I know we've talked about the website and some changes that are coming. It sounds as if they're going to have to debut somewhat simultaneously.
Oh, absolutely. Although, you know, keep in mind that there's multiple phases to the Aero TV deployment, and Aero TV is actually part of something even bigger that we've been calling ANN 10.0, ANN for the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to this. There is a massive site redesign in a number of ways. Our master web person, Birgit Pauly-Hack, has just been doing phenomenal work in this regard. We have a number of new services, a number of new programs planned, but first and foremost, we're going to get Aero TV off the ground, in the air, and flying smoothly.
All right. Well, Jim, I know that you've been busy working on all this. We really thank you for taking a few minutes out to talk to our listeners. Now, get some sleep.
Sleep? wait a second. I'm not familiar with the word.
Jim Campbell is editor-in-chief of Aero News Network. We've been talking about Aero TV, which is coming soon, and when it does, you'll get all the details at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.